Dispatch coming to Maine this weekend for an appearance Saturday at the beautiful venue at Thompson's Point. Chad, let's go back to the beginning. You guys had your roots in college back in Middlebury, right?
Yeah. Just playing dorm rooms and stuff going around to friends in high school and in college and trying to get gigs in the area.
What was your major at Middlebury?
Ooh, I wasn't there long enough to choose one.
Well, that sounds like my college career.
I know Pete and Brad. Brad studied music. Pete studied English, like poetry.
Wow. You guys did it kind of a different route. Actually, I teach school now. One of my former students is Howie Day. And he took he took kind of a similar route in that you guys built your audience initially through live performance more than going out and trying to get a record deal.
Yes. Well, it was kind of all we knew how to do. We played like VFW halls, community centers, high schools, prep schools. It was just kind of like wherever we knew someone who could get us in the door, because calling the clubs in New York City and stuff just was such a, these cold calls to different little bars and stuff was tough in the beginning.
You guys have always been known for playing lots of different genres. Nice to be able to not be pinned down to one particular style. Did all of you come to the band with interest in different types of music?
Yeah, I think to an extent you had, I guess Brad was kind of steeped in AC/DC, and Pete maybe in kind of Nirvana and Red Hot Chili Peppers, and then I was coming more with like the like classic rock and reggae, so and ska. So I think you had that kind of little world, little soup there.
And you guys, you got caught up in that late '90s Boston music scene that was really producing a lot of talented performers.
Yeah, we fell into a good scene. It was kind of a, I don't know, you might call it the jam scene in Boston. But we, when we finally got a booking agent, and then bands, and then promoters would know us just enough to let us into their clubs, you know, we ended up bringing a lot of people, and people really didn't know who we were, but they knew we were selling tickets. And I think so they just figured, oh, this must be a, you know, and we were from Vermont, right? So they were like, this must be a jam band, another jam band from Vermont. And we didn't exactly fall into that world either, but it was it's one that still kind of hangs with us today, and we don't mind it. You know, the jam scene is really, it's full of wonderful bands like My Morning Jacket. You know, it's not just kind of like it's not just the Fish or like Phil Lesh and Friends, but it's, you know, it's almost like has that, you know, it's almost more Allman Brothers-y than it is like, you know, that typical, what we would think of typical jam bands, that scene today.
We're talking with Chadwick Stokes of Dispatch. They'll be at Thompson's Point coming up on Saturday. It's hard. You in college and you put a few years behind you and people change. It's hard to stay together for a long time because you grow and you head in your different ways. You guys took a little break, the wonderful documentary, The Last Dispatch, about that. But did you always know that at some point you'd play together, even if it was just on the occasional one-off?
No, I think we thought The Last Dispatch was it. Just so, you know, it become very insular and being in a van for 6-7 years, I think we were just ready to go in different directions. So I really thought that was it. And then, but yeah, you're right. You know, years go by and you start to miss the guys more, just having that distance to really appreciate each other. Meanwhile, everyone's growing up a little bit, getting out of our adolescence, and that really is helpful too. So So it wasn't a plan to kind of come back and play intermittently, but that's what went on for about a decade before we really jumped in with both feet again.
And you did great work with state radio, but you guys did get back together. Is it better the second time around?
Well, it's really complex because Pete, one of our original guys, right after we decided to jump in with both feet, and he's been real public about his struggle with depression, he went into a really dark winter right after we decided to let's get a bunch of material together and let's go into the studio and let's be a band and let's actually tour. And, you know, we were all, the three of us, all on board and psyched to move forward. And then he went through a few years of, he's still kind of going through it and has been real public about it. But he was like, you guys keep going, you know, and then when I get healthy enough, I can join back in. And he's recently, decided that it's not really healthy for him to tour. So it's a bit of a new chapter for us in that we're out there on the road without him. And three musicians have in effect taken his place. But we're playing so much new material as well, because we've done two records in the last couple of years, that, feels like there's new in some ways, there's new life to us. In other ways, you know, we really miss our Pete. So it is it's been a tricky season, albeit one that has poured some new life into the band and into the creative leanings and process. So it's a complicated answer.
Dispatch has always been about more than music. You guys have had such a social conscience, and a lot of that goes back to the time you spent in Zimbabwe. It seems like that was a life-changing experience for you.
Yeah, that was before meeting Pete and Brad in Vermont, and it kind of blew the doors open on how I understood people lived. And it was a really wild experience, because you grow up in New England, you know, and you see how different people how people live in different ways to an extent, but to be over there and to witness some of the poverty and the death and the corruption of the government, and how, you know, fields of open graves as people continue to die of AIDS, and just really it wakes you up in a way. So that was pretty impactful.
Speaking of waking people up, Dear Congress didn't quite do the trick. Maybe it's time for another song for those people in Washington.
yeah, thanks. I know, man. I mean, the one thing that Dispatch has been really focused on is gun safety, and that song is part of our campaign for universal background checks and banning assault weapons. But it's somehow our government's so mired in this system of capitalism and that the old ways of how money dictates things in Washington are not going away. So unfortunately, it's such an uphill battle. But, you know, hopefully with this next election, and hopefully the tide is changing a little bit, because it's so frustrating. And you know, can you imagine being one of those parents who lost their child in a school because someone wandered onto the campus with an assault rifle? It's really, we need to fight as if we're one of those parents.
Well, being a teacher who's gone through lockdown drills more times than I care to think, Yeah, I appreciate the efforts. Also appreciate what you guys have done for education with the Amplifying Education Program.
Yeah, it's one of the things where, like, we try to figure out, you know, what the three of us could really, because we do have different political ideologies in the band, and so we try to come up with something that we all agree on. And at that time, that was one that was, you know, if you start with education and also kind of food security falls into that as well, you know, then, you know, if we educate our children, as you know, sounds like, then it, you know, the rest will follow.
So Saturday night, you guys will be at Thompson's Point. Well, it's a beautiful place down there, a great concert venue. What will fans get to see when they check things out this weekend?
Yeah, we can't wait. We're really, really psyched. Moon Taxi's opening up for us. Hopefully we'll be able to do something with them, have them come join us on stage. Might do a cover or two. We've been covering a Rage Against the Machine song, so let's see if we can get that out on the set list. We won't know. I kind of do the set list show, so we won't know exactly what we're doing until the show is upon us. But Matt Embry is the musicians that have come in to make us a five piece are brilliant, and Matt Embry on bass and guitar is really a very gifted musician to watch. I mean, in my mind, he's like the closest thing to Jimi Hendrix that's playing out there today. So I would keep an eye out for him when he and I switch and he takes the guitar and I take the bass. But yeah, a bunch of songs from the new records and also some oldies thrown in there as well.
Well, it sounds great. Looking forward to it on Saturday. Chadwick Stokes, Dispatch, Thompson's Point this Saturday. Chad, thanks for the great music and all your great work through the years. Safe travels on the road this summer, and thank you for making time for us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It was good talking to you.